Blog Talk Radio.
Hall & Oates are considered to be the most successful duo of all time. They've sold millions of albums, 7 platinum records. They've been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They've got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And that is why it's made international headlines after Daryl Hall has filed a restraining order against...
Okay, so I looked for the song everywhere and I couldn't find it, so I'm going to sing it for you. But I don't know it very well. So it's very simple. For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor power
What'd you think of my new singing?
Well, you are something else. I didn't know you had a voice like that.
I'm Diana.
I'm Russ.
And we're delivering the truth and exposing the lies. Wow, what a week.
Yeah, what a year so far, and it's only going to get more and more interesting. Oh. We live in interesting times, and I tell everybody I know, you're going to see things in your life that you never believed you'd see, and they're coming soon.
Yeah, you're right. You know, January was like it went by so fast, but yet it feels like it's forever. It felt like it was forever. You know, just so much going on, right? But
I know.
I feel like I just talked to you.
I think we did, didn't we?
We did. Well, that was today, right?
We should talk more often. I know, today. Was it today?
My girlfriend sent me a text. She's listening. She's laughing. She's like, you're such an idiot. But I'm really not. All right.
We
so
all have a little in
us. I know people like it. So I want to just, I have to mention the website first. A couple of websites. First, mention our new website that we have up.
DeliveringTheTruth.com. It has the live stream. It has chat. So anyone who wants to come on and ask questions, participate, you can just go there and you can watch the live stream right there. So video and audio.
Yeah.
DeliveringTheTruth.com. There's the website.
Now, wait a minute. There's video, yeah. But not actual video. We're not quite there with the video thing yet. See, the thing is I like to be in my, you know, underwear and bra while we're doing that. No, I'm just joking. I just like to be, you know, comfortable while I'm doing this. So if we go on to live video, I have to put, you know, make myself look presentable. Not that I don't look unpresentable, but we'll get there.
That's
we'll
a
do
double
it.
Negative. That you don't look unpresentable, okay? No, that's okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Say,
it's all
good. I said not that I look unpresentable, but, you know, I'd have to put the deep, dark red lipstick on. So.
Oh, forget
okay,
the
so
lipstick.
I see
who
where,
needs lipstick?
I
who
see
needs
the chat
lipstick?
Here. So, yes, very good, very good. So I want to mention something real quick that's totally off topic, not even freedom fighting, politically inclined, but I need everybody to go to this website. Write it down. It's called America's Fave Pet. So it's America with an S, America's FAVPET.com. I need you guys to go vote for my cat. I entered him in a contest. He's like the bomb cat, this cat. And I need, I want everybody to go vote for him. So his name is Roman.
Yeah.
And, he's like a little human, seriously. So Google him into the search bar when you get to that website and give him a free vote. Right now, I guess he's in third place, so he's doing pretty good. So.
You're in third place now?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, it kind of
really?
Goes back between third, fourth, and fifth. So
Yeah, I looked a little while ago in fourth place. That's amazing. So where did the name Roman come from?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't. He just looked like a Roman, like, because he's so sassy and bossy. So he just reminded me of, like, the Romans in the Bible.
I didn't know if it was something about, you know, your involvement in politics in the Roman Empire or something like that. I don't know. I don't know.
He's just like a boss. He's like a boss, man. So, yeah.
Kind of like a,
anyway,
a gladiator or something.
Yeah.
All right, so go vote for Roman. What's that website?
Vote for Roman. Oh, Russ, now you got to make me go
we
back there.
We should have set up a website called
VoteForRoman.com.
That would have brought people
right there. Updates for the week. Oh, I should. You know what I should do is I should just put it on our Facebook page. Or you could put it on our website. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the Facebook page. We'll put it on the website, and you guys can hit the link from there. So let's get into the news. Because Lord knows there was enough, obviously there was enough geoengineering going on this week. I'll tell you, this week, and, you know, you could taste it this week. Bad.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can taste it every day, every moment. I know this is hard for people to get, and you're starting on one of my favorite subjects because this affects everybody. Everybody is breathing this. Everybody is affected by this. So, yeah, this is huge. This is a big subject. They've been spraying us like crazy, and I'm going to post, if you're watching the video on Delivering the Truth right now, I am going to show you the type that they're spraying. There's basically a combination of several types that they spray together. And the one that they're now spraying more intensely, when these plumes hit us, these plumes have four or five components. And I have outlined these over the last 20 years. And I'll show you where people can see all that and actually get a daily log of what's happening in my area. It's not what's happening in your area, but it'll at least give you an idea of how this works. But right here on your screen, you'll see what's called the chalky bitter type. This is the type that has been dominating the air. This type is horrendous. I personally believe, after all the research I've done and all the research that's been done by other people putting the pieces together, what we do know is that this type really, really appears, without doubt, it appears to dramatically lower magnesium levels. And I think this is very dangerous for people's heart. And when you think about what is it that lowers magnesium levels, I'm going to drop a bombshell right at the beginning of this thing. If you're looking at the screen on deliveringthetruth.com on our website and you're watching the live stream here, you will see that I've got a couple links right here when you visit this page that has all the different types, which I'll give you in a minute. This has a link to Dr. Artis and about being interviewed, which talks about the aerosolization of venom peptides. And I researched for a long time. I was trying to find out, why does this type deplete magnesium so violently? You know, I mean, it makes your hands and feet cold when your ATP production is low, because magnesium is necessary for ATP production, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then your hands and feet get cold when you're depleted, and then you have heart problems. You have muscle twitches. You feel weak. You feel fatigued. It's venom. What can actually do this? I searched for a long time because they've actually been using this type for over 10 years. And I actually have logs, article going back, I think 2014 is when I first put this together, right here, where I started talking about the usage of this type and how it seems to deplete magnesium to the point where it can cause very serious heart problems. And it's snake venom peptides is what I finally found. I was looking for that thing that causes this whole combination of symptoms. As absolutely wild as this sounds, especially if you're new to this whole subject, Dr. Artis has discovered snake venom peptides being used in glyphosate. In fact, it is a component. It's been researched for years. It's a component in a lot of different things. Venom peptides are very, very are surprisingly common in uses in medicine and pesticides and other things like that. But glyphosate apparently is where he found this. He reveals this in this video. So that is fascinating. because it seems like to me that people were being so coerced to get the shot, right? And when you research how this all works, and I don't know that I'll get into all the details, it's very technical right now, but there are two components called plasmids. And I'm wondering, and I hope somebody will research this. I don't know where you can get the studies done, although Dr. Artis does, and I would like to see it done, that when you mix these two plasmids together, when they're separate, they don't do so much damage. They do some damage. But when you mix them together, when the animal testing, they had a 100% fatality rate in the animals they tested on. And these plasmids are substances that they're using for gene splicing. So I just want to put that out there for those, anyone who might have the ability or the resources to test the aerosols. This particular type is what they're using. I call it the chalky bitter pharma. I name them according to what they taste like. And they are very, very intense. And if you want to find this link, you can go to globalskywatch.com and you can go up here. When you go to the Skywatch forum, you can click on community up here. When you go to the Global Skywatch forum up here, you click this little box right here, and it'll take you to another link that brings you to my story. And in my story, there's a whole list of articles here. And right near the top on the left, it says list of chemtrail type symptoms and components. Here they are. You can click these links. Here's the top link. Here is all the chemtrail types that I've had hit us over the years. I've named them, and I've written articles on each one of them, what the symptoms are and what the patterns are, and then some additional additives down here. And you can find the chalky bitter pharma type right here. You click on it, and there it is. It has been horrendous spraying, and my magnesium levels have been so unbelievably challenged, I've had to just keep continuously supplementing with magnesium. So what a week it's been. And the taste.
Yeah, I had a family member in another state that reached out to me today, and they said that they woke up and their RA was super, super flared up, you know, like to the point where they couldn't even move. They were hurting so bad. And, you know, I said, so what happened? You know, did you eat too many nightshades? Did you not get enough sleep? I mean, kind of going through the list of things that I know for myself because I have RA, if I did that, you know, could possibly or potentially flare it up. And they said that, you know, no, nothing that they could pinpoint. And when I saw your post yesterday about the amount of inflammatory stuff that they're spraying, you know, and I said that to them, and they were like, yeah, that's, you know, I never thought of it that way, but very possible.
Well,
you
absolutely.
Know, that
it's very, it's true. I mean, basically, you go back up to this list, for those who are watching on deliveringthetruth.com, you're watching this video. Here's the list of the chemtrail types. I showed you how to get there in a minute. One of the types they have is the inflammatory additive. And this is unbelievable. But do you know that there are studies that are linking mercury to rheumatoid arthritis, which is what I think you're talking about when you say RA, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. Now, rheumatoid arthritis is going crazy in the last 20 years. It's amazing. I know people who have it. And people have just flared up. And you know what I find out is that my joints, in fact, I'm cracking my knuckles without even thinking of it. When they spray us with this type, my knuckles crack. I could crack them in the microphone, but here we go. Let me see if I got one. There's a couple. There's one. Okay.
Oh, God. The people that, like, literally crawl out of their skin when they hear that, you know.
I
We're
know.
We're
going
to get an
and
email.
What happened
Don't to... crack their knuckles on air.
I know. Oh, I should do it some more. There's one. No, you know what's wild? Diana, seriously, I mean, when I had amalgam fillings in and I got so sick between 1995 and 2000, I've told this story a lot because this is the globalist favorite poison. People are learning about this and realizing that this is all intentional. My knuckles would crack so bad. Every 15 minutes, there'd be so much pressure in my knuckles that I'd have to crack them all day long, and they started hurting all the time. And I got pain in my knuckles and in my hands and other joints. And it got worse and worse between 1995 and 2000. In the year 2000, in July of 2000, I had all my fillings removed in one day. And that symptom went, I had all my symptoms go away, most of them within 24 hours, about 85%. that cracking joint and the pain in my knuckles was completely gone. Well, guess what? Mercury leaches out of amalgam fillings 24/7. It's a huge, huge, huge source of mercury toxicity. Well, isn't it interesting then that we learn that mercury causes rheumatoid arthritis? You can find studies that actually link those two things together. And guess what is one of the type of additives that we've been found, that have been found in chemtrails? If you're looking at the stream, you see I'm pointing to the mercury additive right here. Well, how do we know there's mercury in chemtrails? Well, if you go to the Global Skywatch community and you click on scientists and academics up here and you find Dr. Marvin Herndon and click on his second study that he's published, look at this. This study says the contamination of the biosphere with mercury, another potential consequence of ongoing climate manipulation using aerosolized coal fly ash. He did a study 14 years after I began saying that chemtrails must have mercury based on the symptomology, which is like nothing else, and because I happen to be very, very familiar with mercury symptoms. I said in 2005, they must have mercury in chemtrails. There's no question it's got to be because of the symptomology. 14 years later, he came out with a study and actually published a paper, and here it is, showing that his testing of the fallout from chemtrails show that there is mercury, and that mercury is in a certain ratio with other metals that is identical to coal fly ash. And here's one of the charts showing how he correlates. Let me see if there's a better one in here. He correlates the ratio of the metals to coal fly ash. And guess what it contains? It contains a bunch of mercury. Mercury, the globalist favorite poison. They've tried to get it into you by vaccines. They try to get it into you by amalgam fillings. They try to get it into you by CFL light bulbs. Why do you think the CFL light bulbs were mandated? Incandescent light bulbs are harmless. You break a CFL light bulb in your house has now become a disease-causing factory even after an EPA-approved cleanup. Not kidding. Made a video on this. The state of Maine did a great study on this. I could go on and on about this subject, as you can imagine, but for those who want to learn more, here you go. Learn about, please visit this place, and there you go. Tons and tons of information about chemtrails types, because I believe this is the largest crime in recorded history. And it affects everybody, everybody.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I don't think this next week, but the week after, I think we'll probably just do a show on mercury. I think it would be a good idea, you know, instead of the bits and pieces thing. But next week, you know, we have a special guest next week. So make sure that you guys keep an eye out for the event page and, you know, the info on the website for that as soon as I have their bio sent to me. But anyway, so I just want to kind of go into some things that happened, you know, worldwide, statewide, nationwide, whatever state you're in. You know, we cover every state. So California, how lovely California is. California and New York are the hubs of stupidity. And so they passed a bill that became a law. That the cars are to be programmed to a certain speed limit. So you can go no more than 10 miles over the speed limit. As far as I'm concerned, so they're going to have, I guess, some kind of kill switch on there or whatever. That's just more government control, right? Look, if you want to go more than 10 miles over the speed limit, whatever. You know, get a ticket, deal with it. Most people nowadays do go 10 miles over the speed limit. In fact, there aren't too very many people that don't speed, even if it's 5 miles. And I kind of think that it's just them leading into more control. Like, okay, so they can have a kill switch on there for 10 miles over the speed limit. Well, guess what? If you're using too much gas, you're driving too many miles, your car is giving off too many emissions, so they're going to kill off, you know, they're going to have a kill switch on there for just about everything. You're drunk driving, here, blow into this straw before you start to drive. I mean, what's next?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, more government control. This is, you know, they just want you to live in a 100-square-foot cubicle in a city. And when people know where this is going, they do this in little steps, right? So here's one little more step. Here's one more little step. But if you look at how far we've come from actual freedom, you know, from people being able to make their own decisions and for personal responsibility, right? I mean, you're taking people's right away to do just about anything, and it completely dehumanizes people. So this in itself might seem harmless to people, but you have to understand in the bigger picture, there's nothing harmless about it at all. The idea in life, right, freedom comes from the distribution of power, not the centralization of power, the distribution. And when you have cars or you have the biggest tool that most people own, it's a tool. Your car's a tool. Everybody's got to have it. You can't survive in modern civilization without it. And they actually control it. Next comes shutdown. Next come, it's going to lock you up and drive you to the police station if you say the wrong things online or if you don't believe in something the government's speaking. And you know how often the blood government has lied to us over the years, especially the last few years, and how many people have died. You won't even be able to talk about it because your car will drive you to the police station or your car won't drive at all. They'll just come get you to your house, and you won't be able to go anywhere. That is where this is going. Right. And the gradualism is just taking us there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's even with all this satellite, everything in your car. You know what I mean? It's scary. And you know, you said something about how that is intrusive to our rights. Well, you can take this, what they're doing with this speed limit thing, and look at it as, look what they did with the vaccines. Look what they did with the mandates, right? That was a form of control and forcing people to either get the jab to go to the job or to go to school or to go to college. And people bought into that. You know, they did it. Their government said that you should. So we as a society, as a country, even as a globe, you know, as a planet, we've lost that connection that the government was never meant to tell us what to do on a daily basis, ever. It was supposed to be about we the people. So as far as I'm concerned, this kind of shit, you know, this just, again, you know, takes another piece of eraser to not just our rights, but to our Constitution. So just saying.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that I'm showing on the screen right now in the live stream on discoveringthetruth.com where the live stream is showing. If you go there and check it out, I've got the Kingston report up real quick. 62% of nursing home residents refuse COVID-19 injections, even though, according to HHS, seniors are 5 times more likely to die from COVID than the flu. The CDC reports 62% of residents refused the boosters. Well, why do you think that is? The reason they refused is because there's freedom of speech. And the reason they are live today, many of them, are because they didn't take that. And so the reason so many of these seniors are alive is because of freedom of speech. And freedom of speech is going to be the first thing that they're going to, that once that's gone, everything else goes. And that's what this is all leading to, that if they can control your car, if they can shut down your car using electronic speed bumps, which I talked about last week, which actually were hush-hush. That's a story that came out back, I don't know, 30 years ago that they had, police had speed bumps they could throw on the road that would actually shut your car down for 30 minutes, not harm your car, and then your car could start back up. And then people started realizing, because there's a lot of electronic engineers out there or technicians like myself who realize you can't do that unless that capability to shut down a car without damaging it is built in from the inception of the car. It's designed into the car. It's just like the capability of spying on your cell phone, okay? The capability to turn your cell phone on, your microphone and your camera, that's built in. It's not a hack. It's a close relationship between government and manufacturers because the people who control those who run your government are the same industrialists who control and own the manufacturers. So freedom of speech saved seniors' lives. They saved a lot of lives because most people now aren't interested in the vax anymore. They don't want it because they know what unbelievable damage is done and that it was virtually useless yeah. against anything that they called a virus. And without freedom of speech, people would not know that.
Yeah, well, there's still some stupid frigging people out there that are getting them and lining up. So, but, yeah, you're right. I mean, when you look at it, we don't really have much freedom. And I'm just talking about even, like, before COVID. I mean, you have to have a driver's license to drive. You got to have a passport to travel. You got to have a business license to start a business. I mean, you got to have a marriage license. Well, don't ever do that, though. You got to have a license to fish. You got to have a registration for your car. You got to have a Social Security card. I mean, I could go on with a major list here, but when you think about that, or if you want to be a vendor, you got to have a license to do that. Whatever it is, there's a license and a fee for everything. So when you think about that, how free are we really? You know, 200 years ago, none of that crap existed. So as far as, well, maybe Social Security numbers, I don't even know. But a lot of it has been put into place as government overreach. You know, watch what we're doing and then we make money off the people. I mean, you pay taxes on your taxes.
Yeah.
So,
and what is,
crazy.
And Diana, what is a license?
Crazy.
A license is when your government takes away one of your rights and then sells it back to you with strings attached. That's exactly what license is. Licensing, there were people in the early inception of the United States that gave their lives fighting against licensure. Licensing is highly immoral. Selling your rights back to you for a price and with strings attached as a method of control is so damaging. And if people don't realize how damaging it is, let's take a look at the Orbis Vitae website. If you go to orbisvitae.com and you scroll on over this bar here to where it says, what is the number one cause of death, right? Do you have any idea what I'm going to, or at least one of the largest causes of death, arguably the largest. Here it is.
The heart
right?
disease. Is it heart disease? I'm going to guess heart disease. What is it?
Watch this. Leading cause of death globally that you've never heard about, right? Okay, this fact occurs because of licensing. Because of licensing. Here we go, an interesting fact from the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's on orbisvitae.com. Here's a quote from the Journal of the American Medical Association, 1997, section 277, subsection 4301. You ready? Here it is. Drug-related morbidity and mortality have been estimated. Morbidity is death, is illness, and mortality is death. Drug-related disease and death have been estimated to cost more than $136 billion a year in the United States. These estimates are higher than the total cost of cardiovascular care or diabetes care in the United States. A major component of these costs is adverse drug reactions, which are called ADEs. In addition, ADEs may account for up to 140,000 deaths annually every year in the United States. This is from JAMA. Mm-hmm. It is widely accepted that less than 2%, now this is not from JAMA, this is research after the fact. It is widely accepted that less than 2% of adverse drug events, reactions and events, ADEs, are reported as being ADEs. Death is nearly always attributed to the disease being treated by a drug or the sudden onset of another symptom and not to the drug itself. In other words, if you do the math, therefore it is likely that death from doctor-prescribed pharmaceutical drugs exceeds 2.8 million yearly in the United States alone, which makes doctor-prescribed drugs the number one killer every year. Now, that comes about by licensing because you have centralized the power and you have made one central authority that now dictates what treatments you can have. If you were to get rid of licensing, what would happen to the medical industry? You would have instead of practicing medicine by licensure, by permission, you would have reputation-based medicine where people would flock to the doctors who are actually curing cancer. I actually know doctors who are doing that. They actually have a very high rate of getting rid of cancer, right? That's where people would go.
Well, yeah,
reputation.
I'm like a living example of that, remember? We were talking about that
yes,
earlier.
Yes, I do. Exactly. We talked about that just today. Reputation-based medicine would mean that the doctor who is getting the actual results is the doctor that gets the business. That's called free market. And that's the difference between licensing and free market. Licensing is anti-free market. It's about centralizing and monopolizing control for profit and power. Licensing is bad. It does not protect people in the big picture. And they always like to point to little examples like, oh, this little licensing, this helps this, and this may have saved a few lives here. But the larger picture shows that the amount of damage done by licensing is orders of magnitude greater than the protection that it provides. So there you go. There you go.
So speaking of pharmaceutical / doctors, they the CDC expanded their vaccine schedule for kids, pregnant women, and most adults. So listen to this. At least 70, this is 2024 now that they published for the vaccine schedule, at least 76 total doses of 18 vaccines for children 0 through 18. That's mind-boggling to me. First of all, when I was a kid, I think I had two back then, and I honestly wish my mother would have known back then better. You know what I mean? 76. And then we wonder why the rates of autism, I think it's now 1 in 10. It used to be like 1 in 100,000 20 years ago. I don't have those exact stats, but I have a chart of that somewhere. And, I mean, that's mind-boggling to me. 76 shots by the time a kid is 18. And then you wonder why they end up with cancer, autoimmune, freaking wet brain, whatever it is that comes out of it. That is just, that's insane. Then, don't forget, you know, when you're an adult, and of course you go for your flu booster every year, and now, of course, they're pushing this measles outbreak, which is a bunch of bullshit. But that's a lot of shots. And when you're talking about mercury, which is in every single one of them, right, and everything else that they put into these vaccines, aborted fetal cells, I mean, there's a list of crap that's in these shots. Propylene glycol, which is basically antifreeze. I mean, no wonder we as a society are so sick. And they give these kids, I mean, think about it. A child that is born is like totally pure. And within hours, they've already given them vitamin K. They've already given them some God-unforeseen saline in their eyes, whatever that ointment is. And they've given them a Hep B shot. Seriously? A newborn needs a Hep B shot? What are they, a drug pusher? Stop it. People don't think.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It is. And when you talk about autism, I'll share what I went through with mercury briefly, is that mercury has hormonal changes, causes hormonal changes to the body. It causes physical changes to the body. It causes tremendous amounts of change of the body, neurological issues. When I had mercury, from an emotional point, it's not talking about the physical, I had 17 physical symptoms, but the emotional symptoms I had was depression, hyperactivity. Mm-hmm. I couldn't focus when I was trying to read. My mind would just spin. I would read a paragraph, and I would get halfway through it and realize I was thinking about something else. I'd have to read the paragraph 4 to 5 times to get through a single paragraph. It was so hard. And people wonder, why do you children have such bad learning comprehension? Because you can't control your mind. And why? Because it depletes GABA, which is GABA-aminobutyric acid, which is your chief neuroregulator, slows down your nerve impulses. And so your mind is spinning, your mind is looping, your music is going through your head. It's just your mind is spinning and spinning all the time, and then you expect your child to sit down and be quiet and actually focus on something. You give them mercury, and they are incapable of doing that biochemically, not because they're being bad children, but they can't do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was an absolute challenge for me, and I would get in trouble for it. And I'm just like, why me? You know, why is this so hard? When I got my feelings out, all of that went away. Within 3 months, no depression. My focus was unbelievable. I had peace in my body. My focus was perfect. My memory improved to be better than it ever was in the history of my life. I was calm and peaceful, focused. I could read, comprehend, plan, and the general feeling of fear was just gone. I would have what I talked to my business partner, as I said, I feel like I have generalized fear. It's like I know there's no reason to be afraid, but I just feel this constant fear all the time. When the mercury came out, it went away. And the unfortunate thing is now that they're pumping the atmosphere with so much mercury, people aren't recovering. Like, I do know somebody who had their fillings taken out before chemtrails were sprayed, and they had the exact same response that I did, an absolute, like, miraculous recovery. But people who are getting their amalgams out now, they're not having that same recovery. And I believe that's part of the reason for the chemtrail program. There's a much larger reason, but that's one of their fringe benefits that they get from it, is that they're removing the control from the experiment. They're removing the people who are clean, who can say, I can compare being clean after I had my fillings out to being toxic when I had them in. Now you can't. People will have their fillings out now, and they'll like, yeah, I feel an improvement, but I still have all these symptoms. Well, it's because you're still breathing in mercury with every breath that you take. So that's one of the other reasons that people don't often talk about, I believe, for chemtrails. It's really protecting the pharmaceutical industry from what everybody would have realized by now had they been able to remove and detox mercury and have everything they have went away. Go away.
Yep, that's crazy. Yeah, I feel bad for these children, that these parents just, you know, don't know better or don't want to know better or whatever it is. And, you know, and I know from my own experience before I got involved in all of this and knew better, there was one vaccine that I gave my kid and, she banged her head against the wall for 24 hours, which is a sign of brain inflammation. And, you know, since then, she's never been the same. You know, she's had problems with ADHD. She's had problems with focusing. She's had, even with, you know, the amount of detoxing and, you know, we used GABA. We did that. And still she just was never quite, you know, the same. So you can listen to any vaccine-injured parent, and they will tell you the same thing. You know, they didn't know what they didn't know, and now they know. And, you know, so many more of them are now speaking out about this, you know, and the pharmaceutical companies and Big Brother, they don't like that. You know, they don't like that. But if anything, I think that, you know, the whole COVID jab and people starting to find out the truth about that has maybe, I'm hoping, you know, set off a little bit of red flag for potentially thinking that, hey, maybe these other vaccines are not so good for me, you know, and that's why the cases of the flu shot are down. That's why, you know, they're pushing so hard for, you know, these jabs now, because I think, and this is just my opinion, but I think a lot of them might be going to waste because, I don't know, now they're pushing the measles thing. So now everybody's going to be worried about having the measles and not be getting enough measles shots. Who knows? You know, but every day it's something. Every day it's some kind of new virus that they have out to scare us with. It's a horse. It's a monkey. It's a, you know, some kind of fungus. It's like, stop. You know, there's people that still buy it. Like, I still see people with masks on, and I'm like, dude, it's 80 degrees. Why are you wearing a mask? You know what I mean? Even if it's 20 degrees, why are you wearing one? You did not know better now? Stop it. But, you know, those people I think are just never going to be, but I think more people are, you know, they're catching on to this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and that's another thing
opinion
about mercury. Yeah. No, another thing about mercury, too, and I talk about mercury all the time because mercury, I believe, is the globalist's favorite poison, and I say that all the time. Mercury also raises adrenaline. It raises norepinephrine. It raises estrogen, and it raises dopamine. And you're like, well, how does it raise those things? How does it raise those things? Well, mercury actually, for those people, 80% of the population have what's called a COMT mutation. And what this is that this is the process by which your body uses magnesium to actually create an enzyme called COMT, which is catechol-O-methyltransferase. This molecule, this enzyme, actually breaks down estrogen, dopamine, norepinephrine, and adrenaline. So if you don't have this molecule available, the COMT enzyme, if that's not being produced in your body, you can't break those things down. So why are autistic children hyper? Why is hyperactivity almost always associated with that? We talked last week about why gut problems are almost always associated with mercury toxicity. Well, the reason hyperactivity is because when you expose someone to mercury, mercury actually blocks magnesium metabolism. And if you don't have magnesium available, you can't make the COMT enzyme. And if you cannot make the COMT enzyme, you cannot break down dopamine or adrenaline or norepinephrine or estrogen. So not only do we talk about why people become hyper, we know why. We know. This is no mystery. Why isn't this all over the news? Well, it's not all over the news because the news is owned by the same people and controlled by the same people who control the pharmaceutical industry. It's that simple. It's a very small, relatively small group of people that control all of the flow of information. It's down to about 5 or 6 corporations these days. It's not hard to control 5 or 6 corporations. It's very easy when you have people with this kind of money. So not only does it cause hyperactivity because it blocks your GABA-aminobutyric acid, which is your chief neuroregulator, but it also raises your adrenaline, norepinephrine, which is like adrenaline, and your dopamine. And why do we have the feminization, hyperfeminization of men? Because you have hyperestrogen levels that are also induced by the introduction of mercury. If you're watching our live feed on Delivering the Truth right now, you can see a video of an amalgam filling being scraped and being held in front of a phosphorescent screen, and you can see the vapor coming off that filling. Okay? Why would they put mercury in the human body? Everybody has known, every scientist worth their salt has known throughout history for years, for decades and decades and decades, for arguably centuries, how toxic mercury was. Yet, they do everything they can to get it in your body. Now, you can't avoid it because it's in the air. You could avoid it before by avoiding amalgam fillings. You could avoid it before by avoiding vaccines. But now you're breathing it. So, I'm big on talking about mercury, as you know, because it's everywhere and it affects everybody.
Yep, and it sure does. So we're going to a commercial, and then we'll be back, and I want to get into more headlines. I just got a text that they want their update on the world and local headlines. So we're going to do that when we come back, guys. Delivering the Truth, Exposing the Lies. We will be back in 3 or 4 minutes, guys. Hang tight.
So let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. Dictator Ron DeSantis incredibly lets you walk around without masks. That tyrant allows your kids to go to school during the pandemic, year 2 or 4, or who the hell knows. I urge you living in Florida to join the fight. Or join us in California, where we'll take the money you earn and give it to people who don't work. Visit San Francisco, where you can walk through human feces. If you're lucky, you might step on a syringe. Check out Los Angeles, where gas is so expensive, your kids only need to skip a meal or 2 or 10 to afford it. California, where freedom means lockdowns for you, while I go to the places you can't afford. Don't let them take your freedom. Come to California, where we'll take you, along with your money.
should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah,
Mariah. We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Diana from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Ross and myself every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while we deliver the truth about what's really going on in the world. You don't want to miss our shows. See you then.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist real agenda, seen through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
You're just so sexy in that commercial.
You make me blush.
Oh, stop it. Okay, so anyway, on to, so I kind of like the break in there because I forgot to take my greens today and I just took them. And so if you guys want to check out the greens that I take, they're non-GMO, growing in a greenhouse. Go to hopehealth.thegoodinside.com, and that's on our website and on our Facebook too, and you can order those greens. They're honestly good to have, and this time of year, you know, when it's at least, I don't know where you live, but most people are in colder weather right now. It's nice to have, because you really don't feel like having big salads all the time because it's cold, you know what I mean? You kind of want to balance that cheese. So sometimes, you know, I just do the greens if I don't feel like, you know, having a salad. So check those out. Anyway, on to some more news that was going on this week. There was a lot. Of course, I minimized what I was doing. What do you got for news while I'm looking here?
I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got something for you. Here you go. What'd you say? Oh, boy.
Is it a winning lottery ticket? Oh, come on. Thank you.
Well, here's something for you. This is from Ed Griffin's Need to Know. All right. Let me just read this to you real quick, this little clip. Titus Warren worked for the Republican Congressman Bruce Westerman as a legal aide in 2023. Titus is a secret Democrat who has worked for the Republican camp. He was secretly recorded by James O'Keefe. When asked how Republican constituents might respond to his viewpoints, Titus said, quote, if they do care, they can kiss something because I don't care, unquote. Titus unwittingly provided good intel on the inner workings of Congress and how members of both parties are coerced to vote a certain way through what he called vote, quote, suggestion. But these so-called vote suggestions aren't suggestions at all. They are ways of blackmailing members of Congress who have engaged in affairs on their spouses or downright sex parties with other members, according to Titus. There is a group that's sponsored by the Democrat and Republican parties. See how those two are connected. Interesting, right? This goes very deep, folks, very deep. Both these parties, before vote, and the parties tell congressmen how to vote. Former Republican New York Congressman George Santos said that a former staffer revealed that there was rampant sexual activity between staffers in the cages, quote-unquote, that members of Congress use for storage in the basement of each House office building. Santos reported that the activity of the House sergeant-at-arms who ignored the warning when O'Keefe asked how the blackmail of Congress members and voting corruption could be stopped, Santos said, the chiefs of staff and the legislative directors are literally in bed with everyone and everything around them, and they're the ones wielding power and making voting recommendations, quote-unquote, to their members. This is how the world really works. That's from G. Edward Griffin's news source, Need to Know News.
Yeah. They're both the same, Republican, Democrat. You know, Republicans are just a little slower. That's all. But they're all in the same bed. You know,
well, they have to have the image of something different. There has to be something to differentiate the two wings of the bird, you know what I mean? Because then it gives people something to to identify, like, oh, I identify with this side, I identify with that side. The way that I illustrate to people is they're like, well, why do you believe they're both corrupt? It's like, look, the constitutional concepts of freedom are way over here on my right arm. And then the Republican and Democratic Party are way over here on my left arm, really close together. They're a little bit different, just enough to differentiate them and just enough to give people false hope when one wins or the other wins, and they make the public feel like they're really balanced and they're even numbers, so sometimes one gets the vote, the other gets the vote, just to keep the false hope flowing. But true freedom is way over here, far away from both.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I think there's some of them that go into the political world thinking they're going to change things. Their intentions are good. Then they get in there, and then they're just brainwashed into doing the same stuff that, the elites are. Is that they're told what to do, or who knows what it is, but,
blackmail,
power trip.
The article said.
Blackmail, power trip. It's sad. And speaking of the Democrats, I guess they voted against a bill today to deport the illegals, that were caught driving while drunk. So that's okay. The illegals can drive drunk, but if it was you, you would have your ass thrown in jail. So they continue to give these illegals that are coming in free everything. In fact, I saw in Maine that they're getting like $2,000 for hotels.
Mainers are getting kicked out so that they can rent the space to house the illegals.
Yep.
To give them free room and board. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is
people aren't happy. People are not happy.
No, and Maine's not the only one. Obviously, they're doing it everywhere. I mean, but these illegals are getting, I think California was giving them now $2,000 Visa cards. I mean, it's like, seriously? There's people that can't even put food on their table. Regular, everyday, earned it to be here Americans, veterans, look, with these illegals, there's a bigger agenda here. Anybody that is smart knows that. They're not migrants. They're illegals. And if you look at the average age of them, they're young men. So the agenda for them to have them here is way deeper than just, oh, welcome to America. Here's all your free shit. Enjoy your time here. Just saying.
What do you think the agenda is?
I'm going to say it's part to usher in their new world order and round everybody up, stick them into concentration camps. That maybe not like in that order or that fast, but I think that's part of it. I think they're infiltrated here as terrorists. I think there's going to be a lot of things that happen, especially this year being an election year. I don't feel good about it at all. But, I mean, what about the people who are already here that are legal to be here that don't have homes, that don't have jobs? What about the Americans that are already here? Just saying.
Yeah. I learned in my research years and years ago, this was in the early 90s, I started learning about America and what is really going on and the level of corruption that has unfortunately enveloped this experiment, I guess people call it. Really that it was the super rich's goal to destroy America. This is just part of it. I mean, I could tell you the whole story, whatever, but we have limited time. But the bottom line is what their goal is to destroy America that became the symbol of freedom for the world, because there's more freedom here than anywhere else, and became the most powerful nation and prosperous nation in the world using essentially freedom. I know not perfect freedom, not perfect, but it was freedom. It was the concepts and these principles that gave this nation the wealth and the power over time that it did. They would destroy this country and then say to the rest of the world, America is a cautionary tale for what freedom does, because you people can't handle it, so you don't deserve it. Therefore, you need globalists. You need, just like you said, you need a group of scientists. You need a group of specialists, of people who are super smart philosophers to actually rule over you, because you cannot rule over yourselves. So therefore, they would intentionally destroy America. This is them saying, I'm not making this up. This is right from their own inside writings, that they would destroy America and then blame freedom. So therefore, it would help glorify and glamorize socialism and communism, which is the preferred system of the globalists, so that they can centralize power and control without threat. And that is the big story. That's the big story.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. It really is.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling to me. It's not going anywhere good. That's all I know. It's not going anywhere good. And I, you know, there's a bunch of truckers now down in Texas, you know, standing up for not letting any more illegals into Texas. And I think it's going to get ugly, but I could be wrong. But it's like, I was talking to a girlfriend of mine today, and she's like, we really haven't been wrong in like 3 years. I said, I know, that's the sad part. It's like, please. Sometimes I wish I was a dumbass sheep, because, it would be easier. Yeah.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me. I had a relative of my business partner, Laura, actually said, you know, everything you said has been right so far. I went over to their house this last summer, and they're just like, oh, my God, I've been learning more and more stuff, and it's like everything you said is happening. You've been right about everything you said. You know, it's not about bragging. It's not about being. It's about trying to do good for people. It's about trying to help people. It's about trying to avoid.
Trying to educate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like all you people who unfriended me and blocked me, you know, early on in COVID. Guess what? Yeah, I'll be resending me a friend request now, saying you were right. So, we were talking about voting. A little bit. The Georgia State House, they voted. This is quite a gap here. I mean, they voted 167-1 to pass a bill that's going to require all ballots to have an official watermark on them to prevent counterfeiting. Interesting. I'm sure they'll still find a way to cheat, but as I said, there are some out there that are trying to change things. I do believe that. So you can disagree with me, but I think there are a few good ones out there that, you know, want some change. So
Well, we talked in the last show how they can They can fake out the machines. They can change with a ballpoint pen. You can actually open up and change the vote tallies on the Dominion voting machines.
Absolutely.
Ago.
They've been cheating longer than 2020. I mean, they've been cheating for decades. So, even the written ballots.
On our website, Orbis Fatai, we've had a vote fraud forum for over 10 years, for about 12 or 14 years now. This has been going on a long time, and long before that. That's just the time that we actually became more privy to what's going on.
I was just thinking that tomorrow I'm starting my one of my yearly cleanses for a week. So I just held myself accountable to hundreds and hundreds of listeners. That next week when I check in, I will have made it through my week detox, but I'm not even sure where I was going with that. It had something to do with health, but just some more headlines that I want to talk about. Everybody loves, Governor DeSantis, which he has dropped out of the presidential race, but I guess today he is sending 1,000 Florida National Guard members to the Texas border. So I don't know. Something's really off about the whole thing. It's I don't know.
Well, they're trying to create chaos. They want to divide everybody. They want chaos. They want war because chaos will justify them bringing force upon the people.
Sure.
That's how they do
it.
Create chaos, which brings fear, and then they bring force in response because people feel more justified, that they'd be more justified during times of chaos. So that's where your order ab cow comes from. They create chaos, order from chaos. They create chaos, and then they bring in their order, the new world order from chaos.
Yeah.
Order ab cow, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm just sitting here rubbing my beef tallow into my liver lines. I watched a video I like to watch Dr. Berg, and he's one that gets really heavily censored over on YouTube, but he was talking about beef tallow. You know what beef tallow is, right?
No.
So it's kind of like it's like a coconut oil, but it's made out of beef collagen. And he was talking about how it's good for it's like one of the best moisturizers you can get. And he's talking about that it helps with wrinkles. So I was just sitting here rubbing it into my liver lines and my pineal gland. But I have to tell you, I've been using it for about 2 weeks. And my skin on my face is really soft. Now, has it helped with the wrinkles yet? I don't know. But, I spent too much time in the sun when I was a kid. So, I got those stupid liver lines. And, I would never have Botox or anything like that. And anybody that is out there doing that, please don't, because it's a known neurotoxin that you're injecting, into your skin and into your body for a temporary fix for, what's probably a permanent problem. But I kind of got off topic there, but I just wanted to say that beef tallow does really moisturize my skin on my face is like really soft. So.
Talking about wrinkles, do you know something that causes wrinkles?
Sugar.
Mercury.
Sugar. Stress. Oh, God. Here we go.
Mercury actually blocks collagen production because mercury blocks your entire, mercury is completely blocking just so many enzymes in your body. You can't break down. You can't convert. And it blocks your metabolism of collagen, and it leads to wrinkled skin. It's one of the
things. So I really, really, because we were talking about this last week, I really, really think I do need to do a mercury detox because when we were talking about it last week and, it's kind of like a total case right there, and I fit so many of those bills. But so we were talking about Texas and – the distraction down there. In the meantime, the U.S. is approving plans for strikes in like Syria and Iraq, and there's a lot of stuff going on over there. And mainstream media does not talk about it. you know, in Belgium and some other countries, the farmers are going like absolutely berserk, you know, literally walking into their parliament and, you know, taking over their government for the most part. You know, these farmers don't want these restrictions put on them. So there's just a lot of stuff that goes on that mainstream media never talks about, you know, and you got to really dig for a lot of this information. But the way that it's going over there right now, and I'm talking about Iraq and Syria and, you know, overseas, it's not a good thing at all. You know, they're talking about cyber attacks. They're talking about, you know, bringing in nukes and yada yada. I mean, that's some scary stuff. That's some stuff in our lifetime that we have never dealt with.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about 60 Minutes too, or not 60 Minutes, about big media and how they're lying. Check this story out.
Yeah, well, 60 Minutes too is a lie.
Yeah, if it's on mainstream, they're lying to you. I don't care if it's Fox News as well. They're just like one wing of the party. They tell you they want it. It's enough to differentiate them, but they're still not standing for getting rid of the licensing, true freedom, true restoration of what this country was built on. You know, it's still way over on the other side, and it's that way that's all done for a reason. But former 60 Minutes correspondent Laura Logan actually did an interview recently. I have it here. Wish we had more time. I'd love to show these people. But Laura Logan, 60 Minutes correspondent, former, she says that she knows one person who died from COVID, but about 20, over 20, I believe it was, who died from the vaccine.
Yep. Oh, way more people that died of the vaccine than ever died of
that comes
lab
from
engineered.
Yeah, that's from the VSRF Live, show number 111. Check it out if you want, the Vaccine Safety Research Group here, Foundation. Check them out.
Yeah. You know, I want to kind of talk about, you know, the food supply and the food supply chain issues. You know, I was listening to a video, and the guy was talking about how these problems in the Red Sea are going to create supply chain shortages, as if we didn't have some of those going on already. But it was interesting with all these food recalls. Like, they had a major one today, like from Quaker Oats, and I don't know the exact amount of stuff that they were recalling. Not that I would ever eat that, but, you know, there's a lot of people in the U.S. that eat Quaker Oats, right? And just for the record, oats are, and even gluten-free oats, I had gluten-free oats this week. I made an apple crisp, and I had a couple bites of it. And I will tell you, I was so bloated and so uncomfortable, which was a perfect reminder that I don't do good with grains. And most people don't do good with grains. I don't think that most people have the genetic makeup to be eating grains. That's just my opinion. So they recalled all this Quaker oats stuff. And the amount of recalls on foods, I've never seen so many in my life. So my girlfriend Diane and I were talking about this. And I said, do you think maybe they're doing this on purpose, these recalls, because they would like to create supply chain shortages? They would like to create food shortages. It's just my thought. Maybe my conspiracy head is going way too deep there, but in my lifetime, I've never seen so many food plants that have caught on fire, so many chicken coops and chicken plants and pipeline explosions and all these things that can potentially affect, you know, our food and gas supply.
Yeah. Yeah, they absolutely want to destroy everything. I mean, that's part of it. They want to create absolute chaos and destruction so that they can come in and buy everything and property and everything else for pennies on the dollar, what they don't own already, and so that they can justify martial law and justify all of their very, very oppressive things that they want to do. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
One thing I'll throw in here, it's a little bit of a detour, but we can come back to that if you want to talk about it more. But here, do you know that the United States is now currently in 3 states of national emergency? I learned about this in the early 90s as well, and this is all documented. We learned in the early 90s that the 3 current states of national emergency we all live under, these states of national emergency enable the executive branch to issue executive orders as law and much more, and completely subverts the legislative process. It is amazing. It's amazing to me how few people actually ask this question over the years, because I ask this. Why does the president have executive order power? Isn't that for the legislative branch of government? So the question that people should be asking is, if the president can declare law with a signature, then what is the purpose of Congress? What is really the purpose of Congress? It's the same thing it was in the Roman Empire. It's to make you think you have representative government when it's already been taken away from you, because the executive branch has been given these overreaching extended powers to essentially make law by a signature without any consent of your supposedly elected representatives. It's just like Rome.
Mm-hmm.
It's the corruption in Rome. Same thing. Interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, when you look back on COVID and how many of these governors had, you know, executive powers to do whatever the hell they wanted during that, and a lot of stuff that they passed, they didn't need their legislative body to pass it because, like you said, it was under emergency orders and executive orders. They passed a lot of stuff that should have never been passed without being voted on. Things that were not even related to COVID. So, yeah, big sham.
Yeah, the last
messages
of freedom were. Yeah, the last messages. People, if you really want to learn about this, this is all in law, and this is why I love it, because in the beginning of my learning, I started studying law, IRS law, the Uniform Commercial Code, and other things, UCC 1-207, which is now 1-308. They moved it to make it complicated. Very interesting story behind that, but 1-207 in UCC allows you to keep your common law and your constitutional rights in the execution of a contract. But we'll save that for another show. But what's really, really interesting is that dealing with emergency powers is that people should, if you really want to learn, and see it in black and white, it's all written down about how this works, the Trading with the Enemies Act, the War Powers Act, the Federal Reserve, was it Federal Reserve? I can't remember what it's called. Federal Reserve Act. There's acts back between 1913 and 1933, some very famous acts that took place that actually basically removed the final vestiges of freedom from the United States. So much of the freedom is just an illusion. You know, we still live with it because there's popular consensus, but really they have given themselves the authority, although it is a false authority. But it's a fake authority just to convince those who are following the law, the fake law, that they actually have the authority to do things that they wouldn't normally do had the Trading with the Enemies Act or the War Powers Act or the other acts that were passed during that time, the early 1900s, took place. So it's amazing to study these things in law and read them in black and white. They're a little complicated, but when you read through them carefully, I remember doing this back in the early 90s. We actually went to law libraries. We would have a little group of people, and it was stunning. We were just reading this stuff saying, why is this stuff not all over the news? Well, soon I learned the answer why that was. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
All there in black and white for people to see.
Yeah. And I just want to go back on that, you know, that food shortage thing. And I saw an article that they were saying that eggs, of course, were going to go up again. And it wasn't like even a couple hours later that there was like this major fire at a chicken plant in Texas, like one of their largest ones. That just breaks my heart too, you know, when they have these, because I care about the animals even more so than people most of the time. And it just pains me to think about all these chickens suffering that way. But to kind of get back on that, so they're, all these fires, I mean, you never saw that when we were kids. you know, all of a sudden they're having these large explosions at, you know, and why at chicken plants? Why not at, you know, Target? Just saying. So you can see.
I mean,
you can see what's going on.
Yeah, I highly recommend talking about. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I mean, pretty soon we'll be back into forest fires and, you know, whatever else season, right? It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, talking about chicken, Tyson, the chicken maker, was actually very, very closely tied in with the ADFA, the Arkansas Development Finance Corporation, and the whole Clinton campaign that took place back before Clinton's election. And this is one of the best videos ever made right here. If you go to the Orbis of the Tie website and you're looking at the live stream at deliveringthetruth.com, here's a video. We've got the Clinton Chronicles, the MENA Connection. The Clinton Chronicles is an absolute classic. These are not people talking about conspiracy theories. These are IRS agents, secret servicemen, private investigators, sheriffs, and other officials who are actually giving their testimony in this video about what really happened. And this was one of the videos that really began to just shatter my world. My world already kind of was shattered in the mid-80s it began to be as I learned things. But it was the early 90s I was really exposed to all of this, and I was just like, wow, the world is nothing like what you think it is. People live in this idea that things are working a certain way and they're not. So I recommend if you haven't seen it, go look it up. You probably can't find this on YouTube. I don't know, maybe on Rumble. Otherwise, go to orbisvitae.com, and there's a link to it up in the top in those boxes across the top. Check it out, the Clinton Chronicles. Excellent way to bring your friends into the truth. One of the best videos that will do that for you.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, everything that you knew. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine today about the landing on the moon, which was like one of the biggest psyopses of all. We did not land on the moon. It's not even possible that they called from some phone that was attached to the wall. I mean, when you really start to really dig into that, there is no way. So it's like all of the things that we grew up with are kind of like, you know, like 9/11, RFK, all these things. When you start learning the truth, they are not conspiracies. They were lies that we were told. She was going off today about something with there's 13 months in a year, and I was like, okay, this is definitely a conversation for another time. But it was interesting how she picked apart each month and how we're supposed to have an extra month in the year. I don't know if you ever heard of anything about that. That one was new to me.
Well, there's a lot of wild stuff. There's a lot of wild stuff out there about how you divide time. I know we only got a little time left. I actually had prepared some information here, but I think I'll save it for a couple weeks from now or whenever we talk about it. But it's about the Great Pyramid. A lot of people know there's amazing coincidence about the Great Pyramid and Stonehenge. But what people don't know, I'm going to give you a little teaser to people about this, because I'd like to share this with you in a week or two if we get the airtime. There's actually a passage in Isaiah 19 verses 19 and 20. The passage in Isaiah actually talks about what scholars believe is the Great Pyramid, because it actually marks the location. It talks about what the location of this landmark is. And I won't go into detail right now because we're short on time, and this deserves a lot of time. But what's really amazing, here's a couple things I'll just throw out there, is that if you take the numerical values of all the letters in those two verses, that's Isaiah 19, verses 19 and 20, because, you know, all Hebrew letters, and you can do this with Greek as well, but Hebrew letters have numerical values associated with them. And when you look at the Bible, it's absolutely stunning because you'll find absolutely mind-boggling symmetry and synergy between the numerical values of words and what they actually mean. The numbers and the meanings of the words are tied together so that the language itself was invented in such a way, it was designed in such a way so that it would have meaning, and it's absolutely stunning. If you take the numerical value of all the letters in Isaiah 19, 19, and 20, you will come out with the number 5449. And that it happens to be the verse that actually mentions what many scholars believe is a mentioning of the Great Pyramid. And this is, again, you might say, why? Well, I've never read the Great Pyramid. It talks about a landmark that is in the midst of and on the edge of Egypt. And this is the only thing that matches that description. Well, if you look at the height of the Great Pyramid in what are called pyramid inches, guess what? It's 549, just a fraction of an inch shorter than 5,448 inches. It's about a quarter of an inch shy. So it's like pretty much exactly on of that number, the gematria, the number of the letters in the Hebrew, of that very same passage that makes reference to it. And then there are other things. Like if you look at the length, there's a descending passage from the main entrance that goes down. And if you look at the length of it, it's divided into two sections. It's 1,320 and 4,128 pyramid inches. That comes out to 5,448, same number. The angle of these two these passages that are inside this is now being called the Christ angle, and it's 26 degrees, 18 minutes, and 9.2 seconds. This is the angle that subtends the path from the Great Pyramid to Bethlehem.
Oh, and interesting,
there are a whole bunch of, when you start looking at this thing, you find that's, and there's Stonehenge, too. Okay, I'll just give people a teaser. I've got a whole bunch of information I'd love to share in the future, in a future episode. Same thing with Stonehenge. You actually have all kinds of things. People know about all these things, but they don't know about how it points in some very interesting ways to Christ. Fascinating. But I'll save that for the future. We'll go into that in the future. I've got lots of stuff on that.
Good. So just one thing I wanted to add that I meant to add with updated around the world, ignorance. So in New York State, New York City, they removed the Thomas Jefferson statue after 187 years. So that is ridiculous and pathetic and sad, and another reason that they are erasing history. I mean, that's just crazy. That's crazy. I don't even know who called for that. I don't know any details about that, but they did remove it. Probably some libtard. So all of our episodes can be heard on freedomizerradio.com, iHeartRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, and Blog Talk Radio, also Rumble, which you could find through our website, deliveringthetruth.com. We have an amazing guest next week, so keep an eye out for that information on our Facebook page and on our website. And if you guys have any show ideas or want somebody to be on the show, because we've gotten away from having, you know, the politicians on maybe once in a while, but for the most part, it's time to get away from that and get into some real things that are actually going to hopefully make a difference. Right, Russ? So, it's whatever. So I think we had a good show. What do you think?
Well, apparently they think so, and if you're watching DeliveringTheTruth.com and you're looking at the live stream video, you can see a YouTube notice I received for Global Skywatch. I received two of them. Here's one of them, and here's another. Two videos were taken down because they contain one where I was interviewing Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org, and another one with my business partner, Laura, talking about how to use supplements to survive chemtrails. So they are not our fans. So I guess we're doing something right.
Yep, exactly. So anyway, we will see you next week. Keep an eye out for who our guest is going to be, and be good to each other. It's going to be interesting. I can't believe it's February 1st already. Days are getting longer, though, guys. At least there's that.
I miss Florida.
You just have to come and visit.
I know. Why don't you get a place down there so I can come visit?
Yeah. All right. All right, guys. Have a good week. And, Russ, I'll be talking to you on the other side.
See you on the other side. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night, all.
Good night.